Yes, guys, what's good? You're tuned into Mango Masala, Pi Radio, South Asian show. And this is a little weird. I'm here with Simran.
This is weird.
It is weird.
Hi, guys. We are at The Cause in East London filming content for something very special coming up.
I mean, we can say what it is.
But I want it to be mysterious. We are at The Cause in East London, not being mysterious, shooting content for Dowden's Festival on September the 7th. Go get your tickets. They're out on Dice now, selling fast. And yeah, these guys are in my ends, and that makes me very happy.
I know. It's literally the first time Mango Masala has come to London.
South.
I know. South. Yeah, not even out of Manchester, pretty much. It is crazy. Don't know. I have a lot of thoughts about it.
This mic is making me realize how much we talk over each other.
I know, it's a trip back forth. No, honestly, like I know that the most from editing. Like literally, like it's so annoying when you want to make clips as well, and then it's like people are speaking over each other. But
you do a good job though.
You do a good job though, because I feel like you do the clip, then you add someone else in after they've started talking, so you get the sound. Then it connects with their visual, but the subtitles match up. Like I've been noticing.
Thank you, appreciate it. I want to give my thoughts on London because it's not all bad.
Okay, first of all, thank God. But can I preface it with, you've seen a very niche part of London and you've driven through London, which is a totally different experience. You haven't done anything really. Like you've just, no, but as in you got here at 11 PM last night and then you came here and we've been here all day. Yeah. Like you haven't seen Big Ben. Not that you need to.
I've already seen Big Ben.
No, I don't need to show you something cool.
But no, but this is cool. Obviously, The Cause is a very cool venue. But yeah, just general thoughts. First of all, it's really not as bad as I was expecting, because I was thinking, this is my first time driving in London. I'm coming down. It's basically bank holiday weekend now. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so intense. But actually, what's also really funny is I obviously had to bring a load of equipment with me to do all the filming and recording that we're doing right now. And I have three bags, two bags of equipment, because I also had my work laptop and stuff in, and then one that had my clothes. I left one of them behind, and the one that I left behind was my clothes, which I literally realized as I got into work, and I was like, oh, I can't go back now. Luckily, Halima picked it up for me on the way, but I then had to go to Northwest London to get that before going to East London, where my friend is. So I literally drove all the way through central London last night, and it really wasn't that bad. I will say, 20 mph thing is really annoying. Like, I don't really understand it that much. I mean, I understand, like, pedestrian safety and all that, but...
Yeah, on the pedestrian front, yeah. But then also there's a lot of roads where, like, it definitely could just be 30.
Yeah, exactly.
It annoys me as well. Like, I don't drive in London maybe once a year max. I literally did it last week for about 2 hours and 2 hours back. And it was bad. Like, it was painful. The only thing I will say, though, if you mentally prepare ahead of time for the stop start of the traffic, the time it's going to take, you can actually enjoy it. Because the thing about driving alone, every like literally 3, 4, 5 minutes you're in a totally different scenery, totally different setting. Like you can be next to Buckingham Palace 1 minute and then you're like driving along South Bank and then you're like in somewhere completely different, in somewhere really artsy fartsy. Like it's really cool.
No, that is very true. I mean, you get that in Manchester on a smaller scale, but definitely not to the same extent. And I think also it is just really interesting how you can be driving for so long and still not even have moved like that much in London. Like, whereas Manchester, I can pretty much drive. The city centre is so much smaller than what's considered the city centre of London, if that makes sense. But yeah, honestly, not as bad as I was expecting. I think I would definitely prefer, obviously, I know it's not good for the environment and whatever, but I would definitely prefer driving in London as opposed to getting the tube or stuff.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. The tube is just convenience. The tube is just ease. And it's like if you're actually doing anything, you just hop on a tube and you go for 10 minutes and then you're far. Like, London is walkable, but it's not massively walkable. And if you've got hair and makeup and like a nice outfit, you don't really want to walk like 37 minutes to the next place when you can get a tube 2 stops to the next place and you're there. So the tube is so convenient, not going to lie. I'm in my interview mode, I feel like.
Aren't we enjoying it?
Yeah, I know. How has your experience been today with at The Cause, with Dialed In, filming the content?
It has been good. I will say I nearly had a workplace injury. I fell up some stairs.
Carrying how much camera equipment?
It was literally, the camera survived. My nail, on the other hand, it's not bad, but ooh, it's just a bit. That's not, that. Oh. That's, this is what I mean. My hands, this isn't, my hands are already dry, so I'm just worried it's going to aggravate that again.
Your wedding ring off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I know you have that, but I thought you just did that now.
No, that's fine. So it's all right. But yeah, no, apart from that, it is cool venue. It's always, it's the same as when we went to the Nyama Centre for Manchester, where we got to see it in the daytime and then see what it transpired. Not before we went there for the venue tour. No, it's Simran, do you not watch the video? Do you watch the video? It gives, Dave gave a full history. Go and watch that. Yeah. It literally been there for like century. Yeah, no, that was really cool. But then again, being here as well, it's like, but it's cool because I know that it will transform to something. But obviously,
Honestly, we could like clip this with videos that I have from being here. Like, this is an insane venue. Like, it's very, very different. It's got obviously like a bajillion different rooms. Like, we got lost about six times. We did get lost. I got lost by myself. We all got lost together. It was very cute. Lots of stairs, lots of dark rooms. Some of them are a bit scary. But when you're here in the nighttime and your favorite acts are on, like, it is something else. Like, that, it's not a terrace, that courtyard area with the cable cars, with Canary Wharf. It is actually ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it should be a cool event. I want to sleep, personally. Yeah, what's happened to you? You were like, you had 1 hour sleep.
I didn't sleep last night.
Right, so apart from London, what else do we have? What's happened this week?
In my life?
Or just your life, news, whatever.
Oh my God, guys, I went to go see Justin Timberlake.
How was he? Because, you know, there was the whole
DUI thing.
Yeah, so for those who don't know context, just like, I think weeks before his tour was about to start, Justin Timberlake was caught driving under the influence in America. And there was a whole exchange of the fact that the police officer that stopped him was so young that they didn't know who he was. So they had no idea who Justin Timberlake was. Yeah.
They arrested him, and under his breath, he goes, "This is going to ruin the world tour." And the police officer goes, "What world tour?" And he goes, "You know, the world tour." "Oh, this is going to ruin the tour, the world tour."
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be the. I'll,
okay, we're gonna do a dramatic reenactment. I'm Justin. So then, he's getting pulled over, right? And he goes, "I go, this is gonna ruin the tour."
What tour?
The world tour. That's word for word, bar for bar. what transpired?
How was he? Like,
I've seen him before. I have realized I have a thing for seeing the same artist multiple times. I've seen Justin Timberlake twice, J. Cole three times, Travis Scott three times, The Weeknd five times. Duh. Whoa, we have to talk about The Weeknd.
What now?
What do you mean, what now? You guys, Carlos is not up to date. What was I even saying to you earlier? And you were like, "I don't know who that is." Carlos doesn't know who Fish 56 Octagon is, guys. And like, that is not okay. He claims to work in music. I have the mic so they can't even hear you. He claims to work in music. He doesn't even know who Fish 56 Octagon is. Like, come on.
Fish 56 Octagon. I was literally like, why are you saying random words?
He's the most iconic man in the UK right now.
Anyway, let's do one thing.
Oh, sorry. Justin Timberlake. So good. His DJ was incredible at the beginning. Like, the opening act was just this DJ. He was playing like songs that were just pulled from like the depths of my brain, like from like my childhood. So good. And then Justin Timberlake was really good. Very much like a performance, like the choreography, the like, the band, him, like just insane. And then I think, so our seats were a bit high up, and I think there maybe was like not so much the diehard Justin Timberlake, not that I'm much of a diehard Justin Timberlake fan, but like there wasn't so many of them. So like, I feel like it was a lot of people that were slightly older and that wanted to sit. I was not having it. Me and my mum, we were up, we were dancing. We didn't even care if we were the only people like in the area dancing, we were dancing. But obviously he's got a new album, which is why he's touring. But I would say he did like five or six songs off that album. The rest of it was just bangers, like old school.
Era's tour vibes, isn't it? Like doing his old stuff, and then we just have a couple of the latest stuff.
But that's what his other tour concert was like as well, like just the really old, like early 2000s stuff, and then the new album, like a couple of things sprinkled in there. But Justin Timberlake, like, his music's a vibe. I know people do have a lot to say about him, and I'm not going to talk about that right now, but what you can't take away is the fact that that man gave us bangers. That man and Timbaland gave us banger after banger.
This is the thing. I know you're saying that you don't want to talk about you don't want to talk about like reasons why you do want like or dislike Justin Timberlake, which I'm like, fair. I think the thing that I want to talk about is how it's interesting how for people that haven't necessarily done anything incredibly wrong, I'll say that, people who haven't done, yeah, for people who haven't done anything incredibly wrong but still have done enough for people to dislike them, it is interesting how I find it very interesting how someone like Justin Timberlake, he has so many haters out there, yet also those haters will still love, like, say, like the classic NSYNC songs or the classic Cry Me a River, Future, Sex, Love, Sounds, like that kind of vibe, or Mirrors, for example. Like, he's done a lot of questionable things, but then he still has that legacy. I think that's really interesting to look at, to see someone who is, I would say, overly disliked by the world at this stage, but he still has that kind of legacy in the terms of his music.
I would say, like, it is just that conversation of, like, can you separate the art from the artist sort of thing, which I think goes back to, like, a lot of people that we have known and have loved from the last 2-3 decades, right? But there, I just believe there's levels to it. Like, Justin Timberlake has done what he's done, and I'm not saying he hasn't, and you can go look that up, but, like, you comparing someone like Justin Timberlake to someone like Kanye West or R. Kelly or Michael Jackson, like, I feel like there's levels to it. No?
Of course there's going to be levels to it, yeah. Like, there might not be a definitive line, but there's going to be, like, a point at which you're like, okay, like I don't feel comfortable when I speak about R. Kelly, but when it comes to Justin Timberlake, it's like...
Like, for me personally, and I think a lot of people... This conversation is hard because a lot of people have very different opinions on it, but me personally, like, I don't really listen to Michael Jackson, R. Kelly, Chris Brown. Like, I just kind of ducked out because I was just a bit like, even Kanye, like, I don't agree with them as a person. I know there's different opinions of, like, why don't you listen to what they made before everything went a bit wackadoodle and whatever, like, but I don't know though if they were doing that at the time, it's different and stuff, but, like, it's just a different level with Justin Timberlake that it's like, it's not as deep, you know?
I think, not that it's not deep, to all the Britney and Janet fans out there, we're not discrediting all of that. It's just the sense that, I don't know. But this is the thing, it's hard when you start dissecting it because then people will start saying, well,
where do you draw a line? Like, exactly, where
there isn't a line. That's
where
the thing.
Do your morals start and end with which artists you listen to? Because then if you're really going to do that, then I'm guessing a lot of people are questionable.
Yeah. I don't know. But good to hear that his world tour is world touring.
The world tour is most definitely world touring, and he was having the time of his life on that stage.
Well, that's the thing, have you not seen also that video of him where it's kind of given the ick a bit, where he's dancing?
Is it?
No, it was like from before this. Oh. It's like, I need to show you it, but it's funny.
I'm not gonna lie, some of the dance moves, some of the choreography was a little bit risque as well, and I was like, Jessica Biel, are you sat at home watching this?
Let me find the video.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was like mum heaven. The mums were loving it, guys. They were absolutely loving it. And you know what? Good for them. Like, my mum had the time of her life. Oh my God. I'm not going to lie. I think he is like 42, 43 years old. He looks great. Like, yeah. And the way he moves around, he's very athletic.
No, he is.
He apologized. No, he didn't.
Here and here. Had a long talk.
He's actually quite funny. Like, he's actually a bit of a comedian.
I think, you know what I think it is? The dancing is fine. It's more the face he's pulling when he's doing it. That's like... But no, this is the thing, like, he's talented. You can't deny that. Yeah, he is.
Like, him and Timbaland had a generational run back in the early 2000s. Where is Timbaland? Bring him back. We need Timbaland to save everything. I feel like I'm parched and hungry.
Yeah, even though we've had a massive croissant. and latte.
Did you like your croissant? Croissant review?
Yeah, yeah. Review? It was actually all right. You know, you're right in that it was dry on the outside, but then the inside wasn't. Like, that's what it made the inside feel so much nicer because, like, when you got to it, it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God.
Guys, London. This morning, I got here promptly, can I just say, bright and early on 1 hour sleep. I picked up some breakfast and some coffee for me and Carlos. We both got lattes and we both got a croissant. Latte, how big would you say it was?
Oh, yeah.
This big, maybe?
See, I thought that was just...
Maybe that's even being generous.
I saw it and I was like, oh, she's just gone for like a regular, that's fine, like, I don't mind. But what was that going to be a large?
No, not a large, a regular, I think.
Yeah, but still, it was like, it was a small.
But the board of menu, whatever, had no sizes specified. So I just said latte and that's what she gave me. So I didn't even say if I wanted a regular or a large. I just asked for a latte. This is what I was going to... Okay, two croissants, guys, and two lattes. Genuinely, how big would you say? This big, including the cup? The
croissants were big.
Croissants were huge, but the coffee?
Yeah, the coffee was small. Yeah, it was definitely a northern small. A northern small.
Put your guesses in how much that cost.
So I got a Costa latte yesterday from Birmingham, and it was a large, and it was £3.30.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that this...
All together, two croissants, two coffees.
Okay. I'm going to guess a tenner.
It's 15 quid, guys.
I've had a Nando's for that the other day.
It's 15 quid. And that is why London is not good.
This is the thing. People say, like, oh, I'm going to London because it's a better salary. There's a reason why it's a better salary.
It's not livable. It's not a livable city.
Who do we need to talk to sort that out? Actually, I don't care.
Sadiq Khan.
I'm staying.
I am.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm supposed to be a model right now. Guys.
Simran got approached by someone who's doing... Also, it's so funny because I'm seeing the other models walking around in their, like, robes and stuff. And I'm just like, so that's what you're meant to be going to?
Guys, I got scouted.
Tell them the story.
I didn't actually get scouted. Someone just asked me where I got my coffee from and then we became friends. And then turns out he's doing a photo shoot. And then he invited me to come along and check it out, in his words. That's it. And I took that as, I am America's Next Top Model, Tyra Banks.
Halima's back. Well, Halima's back now. So we're going to get filming something else. Halima, do you want to round off the episode?
Bye. Oh, you guys are finished. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.